Hallelujah. I'm available to you, Lord. Amen. It costs you something to be available to the Lord. Amen. It's going to cost you your feelings, your emotions. It's going to cost you your actions. It's going to cost you even your finances sometimes. But if we set ourselves ready to be available to God, He's waiting on us. Amen. As I look at all the things that's going on around the world, especially with the Israeli and the everything going on over there, I have to catch myself because there are times when I'm nonchalant about it. But you have to have compassion for folks that are losing their lives. And I told First Lady, I says, we're spending all this time praying and fasting for there to be peace in Israel when it's not in God's word. There's going to always be war and rumors of wars there. We need to pay more attention to what's happening here at home.
Come on now.
Amen. So I decided I'm going to pay more attention to me. Amen. Glory to God. Because one thing you can be for sure, God's going to take care of Israel.
Right.
Whether you pray or fast or not.
That's right.
Amen. They might have miserably rejected him, but they still his people. Amen. And I'm not trying to get in by the skin of my teeth. I'm trying to go all the way. I realized some years ago you actually don't have any skin on your teeth. So I decided, Brother Tony, to stop saying it. This is Friends and Families Day, and also this is the carryover from the convention that we had last week. We had our 60th year anniversary last year, and we're still here, and we're still pressing on. Amen. Scripture we're using this morning is in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. It's this word right here.
Amen.
So if you don't have a Bible, just read that.
Amen.
Amen. Because this is the only way that we can move forward.
Speak.
Amen. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Ilobo ko shandia kachanda ilando mokolia ala ikobobo shaka shiliobo shandia ta ishando ko shandia. Even before I move it, you're in my people. Yea, my spirit is my word. And yea, it comes as a freshness unto thee, said God. And yea, even as you lift up and praise me, this is the overflow from your praise of my glory and my peace. And yea, you shall have whatsoever you shall have in my name, said God. For I've already prepared it to set it into motion. And no man can take it from thee, said God. For it shall accomplish that which I please and where I send it to and I send it to my people. Yea, and in the midst of their trouble and their circumstances, and yea, you shall receive that which you have need of, and it shall not come back unto me, boy, but it shall be what you have need of, said God. For I have ordained it so, and I call it for, said God. And yea, it shall run in the daytime, and it shall run in the nighttime, and it shall be glorious unto thee, said God. So lift me up and praise me, for I am in your midst this very moment, and I shall receive your praises unto myself, and I shall give back unto thee what I have need of for thee, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. See, God got what he's got us. Just like he's got Israel, he's got us. I'm excited about it too. Amen. The 14th verse. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us to the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Thank God I've been reconciled. Amen. Glory to God. God is trying to move us and position us in the place we need to be in this end time. God doesn't want the ministries that he has placed in us to be affected by worldly conditions. By our own conditions. By our attitudes or our dispositions or our failures. God does not want these things to affect the ministry that he has placed within us. Every week I'm going to say the same thing if I get a chance. It costs us something to do what God has called us to do.
Amen.
It's going to always cost you something. If it's not costing you nothing, you need to recheck your relationship with God.
Amen.
For the love of Christ, love is such a powerful word. It's agape, meaning that it's unrestrained, unresisted, unrestricted love, that unconditional love that God has given to us. But there's something more about the love than we usually talk about. The love, it says, for the love of Christ constraineth us. The word constraineth means to hold together or to compress. Right. It's important that we understand that this love of God that we have in us, who is his son, it will keep us.
Yeah.
It will remind you of things that you need
to do
to keep yourself under subjection to the power of God. The love of God is more than just the word or you walking up, giving somebody a hug or kissing him on the cheek. The love of God has to do with restraint. The love of God has to do with compassion. The love of God has to do with regeneration in your soul. The love of God is actually a person. It's a character and a nature. And that's what restrains you. That's what constricts you. That's what confines you to stand upon the word of God so that you don't allow your feelings, your emotions, your ideas, and your principles to separate you from whatever God has established in your life. The enemy is trying to steal all that God has established in your life because he understands that there's something important about you, whether you do or not. He wants us to be constrained to hold ourselves together and compress ourselves. You have to take your attitude and your disposition and you have to lump them into one thing and then bring them up under your feet. We do that because we have a judge, because thus, according to, we have a judge. That one died. Who was the judge? The Father was the judge.
Yeah.
That Jesus had to die for us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Easily said. What did Jesus say? These things that I do, you shall. You got to die.
Amen.
And if you die, you'll do even greater things.
Amen.
That's the cost, that you got to die. You can't live to yourself. We have made ourselves as mountains. We have turned ourselves into kings and queens, not realizing that we're actually servants of the Lord.
Amen.
The love of God, the power of God, the grace and the mercy of God, the character and the nature of God will cause you to constrain yourself, to compress yourself together. And I like it because constrain is us, so that we have to understand something. When we come into the church house, we're not coming here to be seen. We're not coming to be glorified. Amen. We're coming to let somebody know that we've been through all we do and we made it in.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
One God. The word one is kind of the meaning of it is kind of was kind of funny to me because I didn't see where it actually fit. The word one in the original Greek means abundantly. Earlier this morning while I was reading, going over this, God said, I guess I'll show you what I mean by abundantly. I said, well, show me. Abundantly means that he, in dying, he gave up so much. He brought his feelings. under subjection
yes.
to death. He brought his emotions under subjection to the death.
Come on now.
He brought his ideas under subjection to the death.
Right.
Everything that he was fleshly or naturally, he had to bring under subjection to the death that he was about to suffer. When you die in the Lord, you have to bring these things under subjection. He didn't just die that you might live. He died that you might have the strength to die too and resurrect yourself.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Break it down.
I remember when I was so dead in trespasses and sin, Reverend Grant. And the words that I was hearing, they were good and fine, but they didn't help me.
Yeah.
The laying on of hands that I received was wonderful. It gave me a tingling in my flesh, but that wasn't what God was talking about. The prophecy that I received, it sounded good, and I lived on it for weeks. But it didn't stop trouble or keep trouble away from my door. What I realized is that I had to shut me down.
Come on now. Come on now.
Which I found to be one of the hardest things to do.
All right.
Was shut me down.
My God.
Because I had all come so prone to my own ideas. It was what I wanted, how I felt about a situation. Didn't matter what you thought. It was what I thought.
All right.
God is trying to move us into a body relationship where we have the ability to actually say we will lay down our lives.
Come on.
All right.
That's right.
As it stands now, most church folks ain't trying to lay down nothing.
Amen.
Not for somebody else.
Amen.
I'm almost done. Don't stop laughing. One died for all. Ain't that good to know?
Yeah.
That he died for us in spite of what we were or what we were going to become. He had already chose us and predestinated that we be conformed to the image of God, but the only way that could ever happen was that Jesus died.
Yes.
Folks say, I hate my Savior had to die. Not me. Not me. I'm glad he gave his life. Because in that he gave it, I now have life. I have to decide how much of that life I'm going to live in God. He died for all. So what we have to realize, we all dead. That means you have to die off.
Come on.
You have to die off.
Yes.
That is so hard.
We have
become conditioned to do what we do. And make excuses for why we do it. And blame folks for doing what we do. But Tony, if you hadn't have been messing with me, I wouldn't have had to go off. Don't mess with me no more, then I don't have to act the fool no more. That dirty devil. I wish he leave me alone.
Yeah, I know
that. Uh-huh, see? You know what the biggest heartache that I received when I found out the devil wasn't messing with me?
Break it down.
When I found out it wasn't what my mother did to me. Or what my father thought about me. When I found out it wasn't what people had to say about me. What I found out was that it was about what I thought about myself.
Amen.
I realized, Brother Tony, that I am more than a conqueror. I'm not just a mere conqueror. I'm more than that.
Hallelujah.
When I find myself wallowing in my own grief and stress and anxiety, I can still see the face of God. And as long as I can see his face, if I got the crawl to till I can get there.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to keep it moving forward.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I hope y'all hear me this morning.
Amen.
And that he died for who?
All.
Even that them folks, you say, going to hell, he died for them too.
Amen.
You know what I ain't crazy about, but it's the honest to God truth? He died for the lesbian, for the homosexual, for the alcoholic, for the drug addict. Well, he died for them too. So what gives us the right to ridicule their lifestyle instead of getting our own lifestyle together?
That's right.
I know a lot of young fellas that gave their life to homosexuality, but I don't treat them any different.
Amen.
The reason I don't treat them any different because I don't want them to treat me any different.
Amen.
If that's what you like, that's you.
Amen.
But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
And I have.
Come on.
We have to make decisions.
Amen.
Be God for all.
Yes.
Trying to keep it plain here. That they which live. Look at your neighbor and say, live.
Live.
We know that Pastor Keys, the teacher, always teaches about life, the Zoe life of God, the expression of God in all of humanity and all, and see what we fail to realize that God is in all inanimate things too. Like that pole standing there, God is in that pole because they made that pole out of something that he created. This carpet we're sitting on, these chairs, it was all made from something that God created.
Amen.
Well, glory.
All right.
So he's in. Wow. So he owns everything.
Yeah.
So if we live and we're that Zoe life, you ever been to the doctor's office and you looked at a sign that they usually keep on their walls of what the human body looks like on the inside? All the bones and the marrow and the nerve endings and all this kind of stuff. You ever just paid attention to that? Sister Brenda, I was looking at it, I said, oh, Lord.
Yep.
Look at what God did.
Yeah.
Look at what he did.
Yeah.
My God.
Yes.
No wonder Satan was upset. No wonder we were made higher than the angels.
Yeah.
Look at yourself.
Thank you.
And then look a little deeper.
Amen.
I looked at me, took Danielle, and I saw stuff. When I looked down in my spirit, I saw stuff that looked like God. Then I saw stuff that looked like Dennis. Then I saw the stuff that looked like God fighting with the stuff that looked like Dennis.
Right.
And there are times when I yield to my emotions, Brother Andy, and my feelings that the side of Dennis is winning out.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself, greater is he.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
That's what he died for.
That's right.
That I might be greater than me.
Yes, Lord.
If you can find a mess, I know how to find it. But I love the Zoe life because when we don't think we can make it, we reach down on the inside of our souls and realize that there's something greater than we could have ever imagined living on the inside of us, breathing through us, and giving us life.
Yeah. Amen.
So that we don't live to ourselves no more.
Amen.
Like you are the world. You know that song they wrote some years ago, all of them, we are the world?
Yeah.
They were right. They were the world.
Yeah.
With no God nowhere in there. I want my song to represent Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So, we don't want to live unto ourselves, but unto them which died for them and rose again. I want to live unto Jesus. It says the word rose means to arouse from sleep, or to arise quickened from inactivity or ruins. I don't know about you, but I know when I came to you, my life was ruined. And it was ruined for years after I dedicated my life to God. I know y'all ain't expect to hear that, are you? I'm not one of them that changed overnight. It was a knockdown, drag down battle. And I can't tell you how many times I lost. But you know what's so good about the body of Christ? There's always somebody that's going to come by that ain't going to be concerned about how you got there. Only that's going to concern them is how to help you get back to your feet. That's what life is. That's what living is. That's what Jesus died for.
Come on now.
Thank you. Do you know that the people of God are the most powerful force in this universe?
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
We are. But we have one discrepancy. We don't know how to mind the same principles and speak the same things.
Yes.
I used to have a problem. I used to always say, I'm going to speak my mind. I got so mad one day, I said, I'm going to speak my mind. I'm just going to let them have it. God said, you go ahead and speak yours. I'm going to speak mine. I said, I don't understand. What do you mean by that? Because what you're going to do, getting ready to hurt somebody. And what I'm going to do is going to hurt you. So which would you prefer? To hold your peace, so that I hold my peace, so that you don't hurt them, and I don't have to hurt you. I say, but Lord, that ain't scriptural. I don't know about you, I talked to God. I said, that is not scriptural, Lord. And all of a sudden, big flash went through my head, Brother Mickey. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You got it coming. And then the revelation of the whole thing was, and you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to get it. I think, honestly, if people realized they were going to have to pay for the foolishness on this earth, they wouldn't do it.
Say that. Amen. Say that.
Adios. What for his fault? No, we know man after the flesh. I'm cutting stuff. Henceforth know we no man after, according to the flesh. That's our problem. We know most people according to the flesh. That's how people know you.
Yeah.
They could absolutely know you've been in the church for 30 years. And the first time they come across you in 30 years, first thing they're going to say, I remember when we used to be sitting on the corner drinking the Boone Farm. You know that go way back. You can have a cross around your neck big as your head. They don't remember what was, not what is. And you can testify to them every time you see them. But every time they see you, they gonna testify to you too. Remember when we used to sit on the back porch and da da da. When I run across folks, they say, hey God, remember? No. I stop saying yes. I say no. Sure don't. Why don't you remember? I do.
Come on.
And I try not to say it. I say, I just don't remember. That's too far back. Oh, I remember. I'm older than you are. I say, yeah, but I've been washing the blood. You know what they do then? Been nice talking to you, Gardner.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. stop knowing people after the flesh. Because it will affect your flesh. It will affect your mind. Ain't nobody gonna raise their hand, but have you ever had, when you was in school, a bully always bullying you? And then some 15, 20 years later, you actually see his face again? What do you think about? There go that bully. You trying to evade him. I don't want to run into him. I had a bully too, but I hit him in the head with a brick. That's the only way I can figure how to solve it. I got tired of taking a whipping by that boy. He whipped me every time I saw him. And don't you think that's, I still have those same thoughts. I'm around here all the time. I get tried all the time around here. All the time. Somebody always want to step up and show me just how bad they are and that they ain't afraid of God or preaching.
Right. All right.
And the first thing my mind go to, remember when? They don't know you. They don't understand that God didn't take it out of you. He just gave you the strength to keep it under subjection. So I had to learn to mind my flesh. I slip up every now and then. I'm ready to get with you every now and then because I ain't perfect. But I know how to reconcile myself back to God. So I don't have to follow after my own flesh.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me this morning. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. So we don't have to know him no more. You don't have to yield yourself to your old man.
Amen.
My God. First lady gave me a good one this morning. She said, how are your knee? I said, man, baby, I don't know. She said, why don't you just start saying it's healed? It's healing. Just say it's healing. So now, and you know, 20 people have already asked me about my knee. It's healing. And see, she told me that because about a week or so ago, we was laying in the bed and she asked me how my knee. I said, hey, you know, I think it's hurting because it's healing. She took the very word that I told her and gave it back to me. Now, it was up to me whether to accept it or not accept it. Well, I accepted it. I'm going.
Amen.
Don't follow after flesh. Follow after God. Because that's the only way you can do this. You can't do this if you don't release yourself from yourself. If you don't bind up yourself, take authority over your walk, over your hate, your works and your thoughts and your ideas. We have to do it. Stop waiting on somebody to come teach you how to do it.
Right. Amen. Right. Come on now.
No.
Right.
No.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Therefore, if hit your neighbor and say, if.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. If. Which basically means condition being fulfilled. Therefore, seeing that you're in Christ, your life has been fulfilled. You just have to come to the realization who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jesus said, never stop moving.
Amen.
He never stopped delivering, healing.
That's right.
He never stopped. But he can only do through us what we let him do through us.
Amen.
But if you don't set yourself up on that, well, forgive me. I have no tongue. Oh well. If any man be or is a part of Christ, he is The translation for he is if any man or you or any special man, which you are special because God called you from the foundation of the earth and predestinated that you be conformed and you be who you are. I hear all kind of stuff coming back to me when I preach this message. God wants you to be who you are and not somebody else. I know you've heard me tell this story lots of times. I'll never forget it. How when we were growing up in this church, well, Pastor Keys hadn't got to arrive with us yet, but Pastor Relief and I, there was one preacher that preached like Brother Doyle Hart. One preacher preached like Brother Raymond Hart. You couldn't tell them apart. One preacher preached like Brother Maurice Hart. Same gestures, everything. And I said to myself, I don't want to be like that. Lord, you got to have something different for me. So I tried being like Brother Hart. Man, bye. God woke me up real quick. God spoke to my heart. He said, listen here, if you want to be like him, you got to go through what he went through.
All right.
To be like him. I was like the little boy in the car, babe, who, when his dad say, you ready to drive? And he think about all the stuff he got to go through in the car. And then he come to the realization, nope, that's all right, Dad, I'm straight. I'm going to keep on driving this little car, this toy car I got. That's the conclusion I came to. I'm straight. And I realized that God wants us all to have our own identity in him.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's what makes us the body.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can minister to Brother Littlechild. He can minister to the First Lady. She can minister to Brother Coleman. And on and on and on and on. And a lot of times you don't have to open up your mouth to minister to people.
Amen.
My Lord.
Yeah.
If any man be in Christ, they are already a new creature.
Yeah.
You did, if you ask Jesus to your life, all you got to do is live by the word. You can't make yourself special. Only Jesus can. And if you let him have your way in your life, you are what you are.
Amen.
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 I like the fact that I'm a new creation.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm a new creation. Meaning that Dennis no longer has control over what I do for God. And I'm not going to let it. Somebody get your phone. Don't be ashamed not to answer it. This is going to be a freebie. All faith. Oh, my God. Listen to what it says. Any man that is in Christ, they are a new creature. God has recreated you afresh, renewed you, revived you, revitalized you, regenerated you, gave you new thoughts, new ideas, new principles, new personality, new character.
Yeah.
God!
Yeah.
Now you have to ask yourself, am I that new creature? Or am I that still that old monster? The old man is a monster.
Yeah.
You don't like God. So what do you think he feel about you? He really don't like you.
Amen.
The flesh's greatest joy is to see you trip, stumble,
amen,
mess up. Because he got a favorite line. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? And then he gonna open up, not the windows of heaven, but the members of flesh.
So
now you're going to be wondering, is this person looking at me because of what I did?
Yeah.
Or are they whispering about me? And they talking about cantaloupe. Girl, did you see that cantaloupe that I had the other day? And you assuming in your mind that they talking about you.
My God.
Because you haven't allowed yourself to be recreated.
Yeah.
right.
Hallelujah.
Changed, transformed, yes. Renewed.
Yes.
I come to the realization of all things. This old boy in me.
Yes.
The ancient one.
Yeah.
The original. And also, I found, I was looking through some other notes I had, pastors, and it said, primeval.
Yeah.
Ooh, that shook me to the core. You mean I got something that's primeval with me? Carnivorous.
Yeah.
Flesh eating.
Wow.
Ooh, Lord, that don't even sound good, do it?
Wow.
That's how bad that joker is.
Wow.
And Mr. Satan, the prince of the air, he's sitting up there saying to himself, wow, that joker ain't no joke. He did some stuff I could never accomplish.
Wow.
Look how he got them thinking don't nobody love them.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Got them thinking they can't get back to God. That's why Paul wrote, cast down every imagination. Stop reasoning with yourself why you in the situation you in. Or why you going through what you're going through. I hadn't have done this. This wouldn't have happened. Yeah, would it? Scripture say it rains on the just and the unjust. Good people get hurt, bad people get hurt. Good people get blessed, bad people get blessed. Just make sure you're part of the good. And you can't be part of the good if you don't allow yourself to be the new creature, the new creation. I taught years ago, it just come back to my remembrance, God actually, when God did all this, and when Paul was teaching us that we would become new creatures, do you know that we were God's love creation?
Love creation.
Man,
I like that.
That's why he's a God of love. How can he create you not to be a love creation and him the God of love? Yeah. Everything he lives by is got with him doing his love.
Yeah.
You a son of God because you love your brother. Yeah. If you don't love your brother, you're not a son of God.
Yeah.
God said, I'll keep you. You have been kept by the power of God. The word power translated into the love of God.
Amen.
The love of God is so important. So we are actually love creations. So when you don't love, it throws you out of kilter. Paul said, you're a new creation. You ain't a hater no more. You're a lover.
Amen.
And not that way either. I had to catch some of y'all. I felt y'all minds drifting. I had to bring you back to reality. It's not you. It's him in you. All things, my Lord. That old boy has got to be passed away. I got to leave him behind. I'm running this race with patience. I'm going to leave him behind. I can't get rid of him because that's who we are. We are flesh and blood. But I don't have to take him along with me as I live for Christ.
Amen.
Folks trying to take him along with them while they live for Christ. You can't do it. You can't serve two masters.
Yes. Say that.
You're going to serve the one or you're going to serve the other.
Say that.
The problem is a lot of folks in the house of God are trying to serve both masters.
Amen.
They serve Jesus when it fits them, and they serve the flesh when they're trying to get out of serving Jesus. That sounds crazy, don't it? I don't feel like going to church this morning. I don't feel good. You felt great last night. You felt all right when you got up to go to the restroom by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, too. Now all of a sudden, you don't feel good. My God, I'm pressed beyond measure. I ain't going to church. If I stay home, I never get to church. If I live, my brother, on things that I deal with, things that I feel, things that I experience, on my emotions, I wouldn't be in church for the next 20 years. But I'm a new creation.
Amen.
I live and thrive on the love of God.
Yes.
The love of God interveniously feeds me.
Yeah.
Encourages me. Uplifts me. So if you don't want to uplift me, I'll get uplifted. You don't feel like encouraging me? I'll get encouraged. Stop waiting on somebody to come by and take you by the hand and say, it's going to be all right, baby.
Lord Jesus.
Because in most cases, they're just trying to get you out of their hair anyway. I'll just tell them it's going to be all right, then they'll leave me alone. We are new creations in God. Old things, that old nature, that old way of thinking, that old lifestyle has got to be left behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
The reason I say you can leave it behind is because it is a condition.
Yes.
Right. It don't have to be a way of life. It is a condition.
Yeah.
You don't have to take conditions with you.
Mm. All right. Mm. Amen. Yeah. Mm.
Glory to the living God. He says, when you learn to leave this joker where it is and take authority over who you are, you have the ability to realize, call attention to, behold, meaning call attention to the external. Most folks under the impression that if I look good on the outside, I'm doing great on the inside.
Right.
Most folks that look good on the outside are trying to mask what's going on the inside.
Amen.
So they can keep you out of their lives. Yeah, it got quiet on that one. Behold, perceive. Look over into the Spirit. Look into the Word of God and recognize that all things are become, the word become means to cause to be or to assemble. Everything is changed in your life because you are no longer what you were.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo. How many ever said, somebody tried, I'm a work in progress.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I don't know about you, but Jesus is going to be working on me till he comes back.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I just want to make sure I'm ready.
Yes.
When he come back. It ain't going to be your lifestyle. It's going to be the condition of your heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You got folks that don't never do nothing wrong, but their hearts stick.
Yeah. Oh, God. Tell it.
I like the fact that it says all things are new, or we are new.
Yeah.
I'm new. That means I don't have to subject myself to things of the past. Amen. It's time to move on. And all things are of God. So, remember we said it rains on the just and the unjust? All things are of God. You might be broke today. Possibility, that's of God. Maybe he needs you broke so he can get your attention. When you ain't got no money in your pocket, you gonna hear some voices. Oh, you gonna hear some voices. We just want to make sure we hear the right one. You got folks out there don't have no money in their pocket, they hear a voice say, go rob the bank. Stick up the gas station.
My Lord.
Some folks don't have money, but their voice said, get a job.
Speak faster.
But a lot of them would rather hear rob a bank. Because they're yielding to their flesh. That old man that don't want nothing good for you at all. He don't want you to succeed. He don't want you to be blessed. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to see the blessings of God in and around your life. He don't want you to love your family. He don't want you to love your children. He don't want you to do nothing that's going to give God the praise and the glory for your life. He wants to see you miserable, defiled, broken, discouraged, stressed out, full of anxiety, and so you give yourself a heart attack.
Say it, my God.
Amen.
Stress kills.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Guess where stress comes from? Right here.
Right.
What you think gives you stress.
Yes.
And the crazier you think, the more stress you have.
Yes.
Sometimes we pick up bad habits. I pick up a bad habit from Brother Hart, Little John. Brother Hart used to always say, if he was taking a vitamin, he'd say, if you take five, take ten. He said, if five work good, ten will work even better. And I used to laugh at it because I said, that's crazy. After a while, I realized, that's my wife. If I take three, it'll work even better. But it actually don't. It's a condition of my mind. I've been conditioned to believe that nonsense.
Yes.
What it is going to do is make me sick to my stomach.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Who do I blame then, Mother Oliver? Should have never listened to Brother Hart. He didn't tell you to do it. I'm really closing now. I'm really closing. But the good thing about it is he has reconciled us. Ooh, glory to the living God. He's brought us back. He's redeemed us. He's picked us up. He's brushed our feet off for himself. He's cleaned our faces. He's cleaned our hands. He has reconciled us. He has reconditioned us. My God.
Hallelujah.
So that we can move forward.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm a firm believer that we can no longer put down churches because of the way they worship.
Come on.
Can't do it no more. We couldn't do it then, but folks do it all the time. Can no longer do it. That Catholic is just as important as you are.
Yes. Amen.
Baptist, non-denominational, Presbyterian, God's got a work going on in everybody's life. It's going to be this church that's going to rule this world. The very people you thought were going to miss God and go to hell, they're going to beat you there.
All right.
I had a lady call me up this week. I don't even know how she got my number. Wanted me to come by and have a consultation with her mother because her mother going to hell. I've been knowing her mother a long time. I don't know how her daughter got another. She went to her mother's phone. She remember here. She just can't make it here no more. Told me, my mama going to hell, Pastor Dennis. You know, I ain't got my life straightened back out. And you done made a turnaround for the good. Now you want to discard your mother. When she the reason you were able to turn your life back around. It was her prayers. And her putting up with your foolishness. I say, you sure you want me to come by there? How about we just pray over the phone? I tend to get myself into trouble. God reconciled us to himself, to him. I don't even know how to explain this. This is it. I don't know how to explain it. All I know is that when we ask Jesus into our lives, and he became a part of our very being, in him we move, live, and have our being. When he become a part of our very being and who we are and what we are, our total existence, when I think about it, it's easy for God to reconcile us to him because the Son is in us.
Jesus.
He's in us. And the Father ain't never going to discard or leave the Son. Never. Never. It was a dual purpose when Jesus said, when you see me, you see my Father. And when you see my Father, you see me. Because he knew that he was going to lay down his life that he might be in us and that the Father would be able to see him in us.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. Thank you. For this cause was the Son of Man sent to the earth, that I might reconcile all by the one by one act of love, by laying down my life, that I might have many brethren. All are welcome into the family. I laid my life that all men might be made free.
that all might know me as their Lord, their Savior, their friend, their God, their protector, their Redeemer. And I have many great things for my children, that they might turn unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest from your labors. I will give you rest from the enemy. He will not go away, but I shall put him in a place where you shall be able to see me, and you shall be able to act when I tell you to act, and you shall walk forward, and ye shall not turn back, neither shall she go from side to side, but she shall hear my voice, for my sheep know my voice, and another they will not answer. So continue to be that new creature that I have created. Allow the old one, his ideas and his principles to pass away, and ye shall be blessed by me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you close your Bibles up, just close them up.
Hallelujah.
We've been reconciled unto him by Jesus Christ, and he has given unto us the ministry. The ministry of reconciliation. Meaning you have the same ministry they had to reconcile people back to God. And you have to show it forth in your life if you are a new creation. I was going to one of the lighting stores on 8 Mile, and it was right next to one of them bookstores, you know, the adult bookstores. And one of the guys that came here was coming out of one of them. And I didn't say nothing. I spoke to him and I kept going. Well, none of my business.
Right.
He could be in there for any reason. So I kept going. Then he hadn't been in church for about a month and a half, 2 months. So he showed up one day and he kept looking at me all funny. And so when I went up to greet him, I said, "How you doing, brother?" He said, "I'm doing great." And he kept, I said, "Man, look here. Get over that. I don't know what you was doing. Ain't none of my business.
Right.
Don't nobody here know where I saw you. Don't nobody know I even saw you."
Right.
So he hugged me and he started crying. He said, I said, "You could have been coming to church. That ain't my job. I don't care if you was jumping off the roof, my brother. You didn't say nothing to me about it, so it ain't none of my business." That's part of reconciliation. Yeah. Minding your own business. That same man is up in Ypsilanti with a church ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did I have anything to do with it? No. It was the reconciliation spirit of God that was in me that had everything to do with it. Wasn't me, because you know Dennis would want to come back and blab about, "Look, you know who I saw." Guess where he was coming from? That wasn't going to build up nobody but my flesh.
Right, yeah.
Make sure you allow folks to be reconciled with ministry through your life.
Yeah.
And I don't care who they are.
That's right.
Amen. Especially family members.
Right.
We knew a mother used to always say, call her husband a, what's called him, a demon? You ain't nothing but a demon. And he was a good man. Wasn't no demon. But he never come to God. Because every time he looked up, she was calling him a devil or a demon. He convinced himself, if that's what you feel about me, I might as well be one.
Yeah.
She don't know that she's accountable for him missing God.
Amen.
Say, "Well, how do you know he missed it?" Don't nobody know. But if he did, she gonna be held accountable.
Right.
Because she put salt in his wounds.
Right.
Remember, you are a new creation of God. You have to make changes in your life so that you can love people, even folks that's unlovable, and there's a bunch of them.
Yes.
Love them anyway. Care about them. Be compassionate. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand.